Psalm 136. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth for ever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him who alone doth great wonders, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth for ever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth for ever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him that smote Egypt in the firstborn, for his mercy endureth for ever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth for ever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him that divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth for ever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth for ever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth for ever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth for ever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth for ever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth for ever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth for ever. And gave their land for a heritage, for his mercy endureth for ever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth for ever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth for ever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth for ever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth for ever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth for ever. Amen. You may be familiar with the metrical version of the psalm, which alternates the refrain from each verse, so with a slightly different translation. So, in the metrical version, it firstly says, "For mercy hath he ever," and at the end of the next verse it says, "For his grace faileth never." And then it repeats again and again, "For mercy hath he ever, for his grace faileth never." Now that variation in translation may be in part to do with style, but it also shows something of the richness of the expression. For his mercy endureth forever, for his grace faileth never. There are other Bible versions which would translate this, "His love endures forever," or "His steadfast love endures forever." And these would all be acceptable ways to express what we have here. You maybe know the second version, the metrical, the second version, which is, "For certainly his mercies dure, most firm and sure, eternally." But the richness of this expression, translated mercy and grace and love and steadfast love. The Hebrew word is the word that's used for covenantal love. It speaks of a binding loyalty. Some of the commentators suggest that perhaps this psalm, it would be sung with the leader of the praise crying out the first part of the verse, and the congregation or the choir responding with the refrain. for his mercy endureth forever. It's interesting. Part of the psalm repeats part of what we have in the previous psalm. If you look at verse 17, you'll see from verse 17 on, it goes through some of what we have in Psalm 135 from verse 10 to 12. And the only difference is this added refrain, this response at the end of each clause, for his mercy endureth forever. But we don't know that it was put there for the congregation or for a choir to respond to the priest who led the worship. And certainly we as a congregation don't do that sort of responsive singing. But as we do sing, I certainly hope that you're not passive. And I hope that you do respond. I hope that this is echoed in your heart as you think of the mercy of God which endureth forever. This psalm certainly invites your response. And it's a wonderful expression, isn't it? His mercy endureth forever. It expresses a satisfaction with the mercy of God. You know, sometimes we talk about something and say, well, that was a great mercy. But when we use that expression, we're often talking about something which was very pleasant, very convenient, something that was in keeping with our expectation or with our immediate hope. But the reality is, God's mercy is to be found in everything. Talk about providence in the same way. When something works, which is obviously to our favour, we say, well, that was providential. But you know, when something happens which doesn't seem to be in your favour, that too is providential. When you have a hard day or a difficult day, his mercy endureth forever. And this psalm expresses a satisfaction with the mercy of God and with the wisdom of God. It also expresses submission. For his mercy endureth forever. And sometimes speaking the words out actually help strengthen and clarify them in our own thinking. And when the hard experiences of life come, and those things which do not feel good and which do not seem so obviously good, it is helpful to actually speak these words and to affirm and assert his mercy endureth forever. So it speaks of a submission under the sovereign hand of Almighty God. These words also speak of the security that is enjoyed, because his mercy endureth forever. All will be well. Whether it's convenient or inconvenient, from my perspective, whether it has been a happy or a sad experience, whether it's something I welcomed or something I sought to avoid, all will be well because his mercy endureth forever. Not only at the end, but his mercy endureth forever. That means now. It's with every clause of the psalm, with every moment and every step of life. I was reminded, as I reflected on the psalm, of the story of Horatio Spafford. He was a wealthy man in the States who lost everything. His young son had died and he lost his money in a financial ruin, financial crisis, and his wife and his daughters were in a boat crossing the Atlantic. He was meant to be with them, but he stayed behind to try and sort out his financial affairs to meet them later. And the ship they were on collided with another ship and sank. His wife alone was saved, his four daughters were lost. And he composed a hymn upon hearing from his wife that she alone had been saved. And it begins like this. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. His mercy endureth forever. That was his way of expressing what the psalm expresses, what you and I should express. This is the answer to all the turns of life. I'm sure you know what a thought experiment is. Thought experiment is when you think through a scenario. So you see how something will work. You don't actually have to go to a laboratory and conduct experiment. You're able just to put it together. Well, I want you to conduct a thought experiment just now. I want you to think through your day if you were to adopt this repeating refrain, for his mercy endureth forever. Work through your day. From the moment your eyes open, when you awake in your bed, whether it's early or late, if at every step you're to affirm and to assert these wonderful words, his mercy endureth forever. As you go through the routine steps of the morning, as you prepare for your day, as you go out into your day, his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. As you dress, as you take something to eat and something to drink, as you wash, as you go out, as you speak to someone, as you plan what you might do, as you respond to what happens, his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. Wouldn't that dispel any sense of ordinary or mundane or purposelessness? His mercy endureth forever. At every turn, every event, every experience, the mercy of God which endureth forever. Wouldn't entitlement just evaporate if you were to be again and again affirming his mercy endureth forever? Wouldn't worship be amplified as you remembered that his mercy endureth forever? Wouldn't sweetness be found in the sorrows of life? For his mercy endureth forever. Wouldn't it help you to see what can be so easily missed? So easy just to have gone through a day, isn't it? And for nothing particular to have happened. And for the day to have gone. And there's been no great sense of purpose. No great sense of praise. No great sense of progress. But as you work through your day in your mind, with this constant refrain, his mercy endureth forever. You're not going to miss it, are you? And not only is it a way to respond, but it prepares you in anticipation for whatever might happen. His mercy endureth forever. Well, if you've conducted that thought experiment, if you've imagined what it would be like, if you've sensed even just a little of the transformative power of applying God's word, shouldn't you then do it in reality? Isn't that what you should do for the remainder of this night? Isn't that what you should do tomorrow morning? Write it down if need be. Put it there on a sheet of paper, on the table, in the kitchen, on your desk. His mercy endureth forever. Forever. That's into eternity. Forever. Because his mercy, that's his grace, that's his steadfast covenant love, is an expression of who he is himself. And he gives himself. That's what we have. We have God himself. Psalm concludes, I'll give you thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen.